Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
You look at how their plan was to come into the game and how they were trying to attack us, the style of runs that they were coming out with. You know, our plan is a lot different this week. I think when we first played them, we definitely want to limit the explosives. So we were playing two high safeties the whole game and inviting them to run the ball. So I think we'll be a little bit more aggressive, be able to show up in the run game, but also be able to get back in their deep passing game.
Two things stick out. One, both are just good people. Usually in my experience, being a good person correlates to being a good football player. Guys rally around you and you bring the best out of them. And secondly is competitive poise. And by that, I mean like they can both come into a huddle in crunch time and have a demeanor about them that permeates confidence throughout the huddle. And that's what you need in a quarterback and a guy who's always got your back.
Looks like they're healthy. I mean, they were missing a couple guys at that time and key guys. And so I think that they've got everybody back and they're playing at a high level. I mean, they've reeled off quite a few games here in a row of victories. And like I said, they're well coached and they're a good player. So they're playing good football right now.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, talking about both the quarterbacks, because, of course, he was in Kansas City, knows a little bit about Mahomes, and Andy Reid. Welcome to the drinking portion of M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. We are streaming
and
live.
And the wham portion. We got wham.
Oh, that's right. It's your... Hey, yeah. Brayton's on the stream today.
Hi, guys.
Huh?
I love it. I
look
love
at,
it.
Look at the jersey. The butter knives. That's a classy look.
It's a great look.
So Brayton's on the stream, too. This is awesome. If you ever wondered, I wonder what that Brayton guy looks like. Well, now you can find out.
So I don't know of anybody that
you
said that.
I get a lot of tweets about that. Jeremy probably sees the text line about, guys, when is Brayton going to be on the stream? So we're live right now on the WGR Facebook page. Our thanks once again to the folks at Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716 for the third straight week. They have made me very popular here in the building because people know, hey,
you're going to give away
free
the beer?
Stuff from Howard. Yeah. So got a case here. Waiting to give away. So thank you, folks, at Southern Tier Brewing Company. Appreciate you helping us out. And hopefully there'll be a fourth case if we can stream before the Super Bowl.
Jeremy, you don't look like you trimmed up the beard very much, though.
No. Like I said, I mean, I didn't shave. I got a little bit of a, you know, just a pruning. How about that? I got pruned.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely still there.
It's kind of hard to tell, but yeah. I've got some... length.
That's your playoff beard?
Yeah, I mean, it's been around since December, but I mean, I last got it trimmed, you know, just before the Miami game, so it is grown. I haven't touched it since. We're just rolling with it until whenever the Bills season ends.
Very good. I was thinking about bulletin board material. How about this? We'll see if we can work with this. What's the name of the trophy they're playing for?
The Lamar Hunt Trophy.
I mean, come on, what's that about? Named after the Chiefs owner? The old Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's not that shouldn't happen. They think it's their trophy? This is what you got to do. This is the speech. I'm working on it. They think they own that thing, that trophy.
Apparently so. Now, there's no bulletin board stuff this week. Sorry. It's the Mutual Respect Club. Nothing's changed, I don't think, over the course of the week from that standpoint. Anyway, hey, by the way, good morning. It's Friday. We have phone lines open. And now you can even be part of our streaming live on the WGR Facebook page. I mean, you're not going to be on TV or anything. But, you know, I don't know. We'll get your name on the screen. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Your thoughts on the matchup Sunday night. What are you feeling good about? What's your biggest concern for this game? Anything you want to talk about, we'll get to. I wanted to get to the Jordan Poyer comment. I actually wanted to bring up the possibility of crowd noise being an issue and vertically attacking the Kansas City Chiefs defense, which was something the Bills actually couldn't do in the first game against Kansas City.
Yeah, looking at these two teams and looking at how they play defense, you know, I've been – going through some stuff about their pressure rate, how often they blitz, and just comparing and contrasting the Bills and the Chiefs and the things that they do differently. And one thing I found about the Bills that's number one in the NFL, one or 32, depending on how you look at it, is average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills force the shortest throws in the league.
I'm not surprised.
And
right?
Defender depth of target. Yeah. Right. They play a everybody stay in front of us kind of defense and rarely get beat over the top. You know, looking for something that stands out about the Chiefs, I didn't find anything that was glaringly top three, bottom three, anything top five, bottom five, anything like that. Their pressure rate, you know, their blitz percentage, there's nothing that really, really jumps out about them. Other than this, this is the one thing that I think they're near the top in, and that is quarterback knockdown percentage.
Hmm.
How often they get the quarterback on the ground, they're fourth in the league at it. The quarterback gets hit.
Yeah,
so they don't necessarily get there and pressure the quarterback crazy.
Yeah.
They don't sack them crazy, but they knock them down an awful lot behind only the Steelers, Ravens, and Eagles.
They're not one of the bigger blitzing teams. That's right. They're not. But I think there were the two things, I guess, that I saw on their defense. They had the third highest percentage of dime defense, so they'll typically have 60 DBs out there. I don't know how often they did it against the Bills. They probably did it a lot. They don't play single high safety. I mean, they're more often than they, in fact, they had the fewest snaps of single high safety of any team in the league. And I was thinking, Jeremy, about that first game. So they like 60 DBs. They like to spread their secondary out, and they like to they do kind of have that same. They're not as successful about keeping the ball in front of you, but they have, I think, that philosophy. If you look at their numbers, like the one game they lost, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, you know, vertically attacking the Chiefs. You know they're not going to want you to do that. But the one game they lost, Derek Carr and the Raiders really beat them up downfield. They had four pass plays of 40-plus yards in that game. Mm. Two of them were touchdowns. They had two others of 20-plus. He came out in that game and just was – it was downfield throws. And, you know, they have a burner in Henry Ruggs who was able to do that. But Aguilar did it. The 20-plus yards, I think, were Darren Waller. So there's, a you know, an athletic tight end getting downfield. Now, having said that, I'm sure the Chiefs, if you played the Bills, what would you do? You wouldn't get beat over the top. It's kind of like Mahomes, right? You don't want Josh Allen beating you over the top. No John Brown, no Stephon Diggs, you know, whatever. So they did that in the first game, and they were successful. I'm wondering, what can the Bills do to kind of make that play work in this game? Because in all likelihood, they're not going to go single high safety, and they're going to do everything in somewhat of a shell, I guess, to try and keep everything in front of them as well. If you could try and exploit the Diggs matchup, especially if Breland doesn't play, and get some plays over the top, that would be great. But Kansas City basically took that away from the Bills in the first matchup.
Yeah, the Chiefs' defense, it's strange that the Bills had one of their worst offensive days against a defense that's not really thought of
as
one of the top defenses in the league.
They'll blitz. I mean, it's not they don't blitz, but they're not like Pittsburgh or Miami, you know, things that you think of like, oh my God, it's so hard to know where's the pressure coming from, which guy's coming, which guy's dropping. Miami has 11 guys standing at the line. You pretty much know in this game, there's two guys. Chris Jones is going to bring pressure from the inside, and to a lesser extent, Frank Clark from the outside. I think Jones would be the first guy you'd want to make sure does not disrupt your pocket by his pressures inside.
Yeah. I think the first two matchups, you had defenses in Indianapolis and Baltimore that are balanced with stars, right? You had really good players, but not a ton of weaknesses. And this Chiefs defense, to me, strikes me more as one that has the stars and like the big-time impact players like Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
But as a collective, it's not as, I don't know, it's not as balanced defensively. It's not as broadly talented. I think they'll be able to get their shots against the Chiefs. It's what made the first matchup. If we're being honest, was the first matchup against the Chiefs the biggest letdown of the year? I mean, the Titans game obviously went poorly.
Right, but the Chiefs game was...
It was as bad as the Bills have looked offensively the entire season.
I think the Chiefs game was different because, like, the Titans game kind of went south, you know? So with the Chiefs game, it was... The offense couldn't really do anything. What'd they get? Fourth quarter time? I mean, I'm trying to think. They finally end up with one or two touchdowns, whatever. The offense gets 17 points. The defense gets literally run over. Plus, it's not like, you know, Mahomes didn't throw for a ton of yards, but he was 21 of 26. Yeah. So, and the game was still there for the taking, and you couldn't find a way to win it. So that was, Tennessee was like, oh, bad night, blowout. Oh, that sucked. The Kansas City game was, hey guys, really?
Total
Where's
letdown.
The offense? What are you doing? What kind? Yeah. This was the big matchup against the Kings, and, you know, it's 23-17 and you lose by 9, you know?
And I wonder what the takeaway was, what the coaching staff learned from that first game. Because we could say, yes, they kept the game close, but you just mentioned it. Mahomes didn't go off.
No.
He easily could have if he needed to. 21 of 25 for 245 and 2 touchdowns.
No turnovers.
And no turnovers. Is pretty much having your way when you want it.
Right.
It's only 25 attempts. You're averaging about 10 yards per attempt. I mean, you're doing just fine. So I wonder if at the end of that game and in the weeks gearing up for this, you know, the mindset has kind of changed as, did we really stop Mahomes? I mean, we had him throw it fewer times, but he still did whatever he wanted for the most part.
That's why I thought the Poyer comment was interesting to me, Jeremy. And again, I always take everything I hear with a grain of salt, because you could say something as a disguise, like maybe they're just going to play the protective shell again. Remember, after that game, Mahomes said they just kept dropping everybody back. Mm-hmm. So we're going to run. Now, here's Poyer saying, yeah, we're going to be a little bit more aggressive. They're not going to go away from their philosophy of not giving up the explosive plays. Tyreek Hill did nothing in that game. I mean, he had 3 catches for 20 yards. And even Kelce didn't have a lot of yards. He had 65 yards, which isn't a big number, but he had a couple of touchdowns. He was big in the red zone. So I wonder if they're going to be a little bit more aggressive. Milano didn't play that night. Okay, is Milano, are you blitzing every now? Are you going to show a few blitzes where you didn't really do that in the first game against Mahomes? You know, are you going to, is Poyer coming up in the box at some point? But, you know, you still want to worry about not getting beat deep. So I'm wondering what they'll do differently maybe with Milano and Edmonds. I wonder if one or both of those guys is going to be used blitzing a little bit more, because I think it was Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News had a note, like, on 2/3 of the Chiefs snaps in that game, the Bills had 6 or fewer defenders in the box. So what's Kansas City going to do? They're going to run the ball 46 times. So mm-hmm. I wonder, Poyer, like I said, Poyer, Milano, Edmonds, if they're going to be a little bit more aggressive but still be mindful of not getting beat deep, how do you make that all work? Sal made a point the other day when he went back and watched that game. What did he say to us? When they got through that first level, their running game, there was a huge gap to the second level of defenders for the Bills in that game. So I assume they're going to tweak that. The question is, how aggressive are they going to get? And be able to do that while still maintaining the, we can't let Hill, you know, take the top off our defense, or Hardman, and you have to limit Kelce, who can get downfield and then bowl guys over for yards after catch. You got to do that. Are you double-teaming Kelce? You know, I think it's fascinating to see what their plan is the second time around in this game.
Well, you know, you mentioned Milano. I think we should probably talk about Jerry Hughes as one of the biggest players in this game. And if you want to talk about trending in the right direction, I mean, Hughes, he's not had, of course, the years he had 2-3 years ago.
The double-digit sack numbers.
Yeah, he has not had those. Yeah. But in the last couple weeks, if you think back to the Denver game, of course, he scores that touchdown in the game where they clinched the division. And last week against Baltimore, he was great. I mean, they needed him to be great, and he was. So this week, if he can have a repeat performance of what he had last week, I mean, that's the most mobile quarterback in the NFL, and Hughes was there a lot, pressuring Lamar Jackson. If he can do that again this week, then they might be in good shape. They need to find a way to get there with 4. They need to find a way to, you know, make Mahomes. Here's one other thing. Is he better moving right or left, and will they try to force him in one direction?
Right.
Because any quarterback rolling out, you know, you're going to prefer, if you're right-handed, probably running to your right versus running to your left.
Yep.
And if that foot limits him in throwing on the run, then that's a big factor. Eric Wood tweeted out, former Bills center Eric Wood, tweeted out a picture, a graph. I know sometimes like these data points and this stuff gets a little fuzzy, but what it was a picture of a football field and a little dot for every single spot that these 4 quarterbacks have thrown the ball forward, basically, right? Where's Brady's dots?
Was that the release point graph?
Yes, the release point graph,
yeah.
Brady's dots all being right here.
Yeah.
Mahomes' dots everywhere,
like
even more so than Allen.
Brady's dots were like all between the hashes, right? Yeah. Like all in the middle.
He never moves.
Yeah.
And Rodgers a little bit more. And Mahomes had the widest one, even wider than Allen.
Yeah.
And Eric pointed out, basically, if he can't do this, that is a factor. That is a limiting factor. We could talk about the concussion. But if that left foot, if that turf toe or whatever it might be, it limits his ability not only to run full speed, but to turn and throw how he wants to. I wonder if the Bills will have a game plan to send pressure and to send blitzes, not necessarily to get there. They'd love to.
Yeah.
But to make him just
blitz
keep
the flush.
Him going,
yeah.
Have him go the way he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Every time with that foot.
Which we've seen teams do to Josh in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to some calls here. We'll get to Kurt. Thanks for holding on, Kurt. You're on M&T Bills Fan Football Friday.
Hey, no problem. How you doing, Howard?
Good. We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, how you living, Jeremy?
Doing all right.
Okay. I was on hold about the song.
The Super Bowl song.
Yeah, I've been singing that song for a couple of weeks now. It goes back to the Chuck Knox team.
Yeah.
And they had a huge win against the Rams. And I remember Ben Williams freight train Pat Hayden asking about the game. But then I think they started the song a little bit in the season, but it just went ballistic after that. But the coolest part about that was Larry Seltzer had an article the next day about the game.
Yeah.
And he was the positive and the trend that the Bills were going that year. And he finished that article with, "I got a feeling." I loved it. But, I've been singing that song for a couple weeks now.
Hey, do you remember if Bruce Smith sang that at some point during the early 90s run?
Yes. Yes.
Because that's what we were trying to find out, and I honestly couldn't remember that. They must have captured him on the sideline one time, NFL Films, singing that into the camera.
Yes.
Okay.
So with the bad thing, the famous bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember bad things.
Commercial, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thanks,
I remember
Kurt.
That.
Appreciate it.
Well, I mean, the bad things
bad
was an
things,
awesome
man.
Campaign.
Right?
Bad things,
bad
man. Bruce
things.
Smith, bad. It's a great campaign.
A note. On the Super Bowl, sports breaking news from Sports Business Journal. The NFL has announced there will be 22,000 fans allowed at Raymond James Stadium for the Super Bowl, which is, I want to say, maybe a little above 20% capacity, I think. 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers attending as guests of the league and 14,500 other fans. Quick question. There'll be about 17,000 fans at Arrowhead, and I don't know how many will be Bills fans. Is noise going to be an issue? Should we be thinking about that? Because, I mean, Baltimore with a silent snap count with 6,700 fans.
Right.
What about 17,000 Sunday night at Arrowhead?
Yeah, I wonder about that. The thing that it might be about the same, are they using the upper deck or only the lower bowl? How is it being? Because the Bills only use the lower deck.
I'm trying to remember last week, like the over the stadium shots. I feel like there were upper deck fans. I'll see if I can find that one out. Trying to envision the Cleveland game. Okay, welcome back to Arrowhead. I think they were scattered throughout the stadium.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would imagine the Bills are planning for it, right? They're prepping for it, the idea that they might have to go to some silent counts. And, you know, they run out a lot of the shotgun. So, I mean, I feel like
– Yeah, I was curious about that.
I just feel like they'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I'm not – but I was just – I'm still stunned that Baltimore had a problem with 6,700 fans and took two false starts and had to go silent snap count, which made me think, all right, you know – a little less than three times that are going to be in the crowd Sunday night at Arrowhead. 803-0550 to join us. We are taking your calls on M&T Bills Fan Football Friday, and we're streaming live on the WGR Facebook page. Hey, coming up at 9, former Bill Ross Tucker will join us, radio.com NFL Insider. And Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Howard, do me a favor real quick before we go to break. Could you hold up that pack of beer right there, that overpacked pack? Mine's over on the counter over there. So,
I'm like Vanna White. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. See, this is the Southern Tier, the overpacked variety pack. The Southern Tier Brewing Company putting on this Facebook live stream for us. So we thank them for that. We're on until 10 o'clock if you want to join us on the live stream. Of course, we're on the air too. If you're planning your game day, maybe Howard will give you that overpacked pack because it's chock full of options. The New Juice IPA, the Lakeshore Fog, the 8 days a week, live session, and the 2X IPA. I'm not sure if that's the order you want to go in. You can mix and match however you want. But you can find that overpacked pack, 15 cans, a mixed pack, at your local grocer or beverage store. Go to stbcbeer.com to find it closest to you, of course. It's brewed and loved in the 716 and modeled beautifully by our model here, Mr. Howard Simon. So, yeah, Lakewood, New York, 21+, Southern Tier Brewing Company, stbcbeer.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think the best way to beat Kansas City is you have to get pressure with your front four. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes this year on blitzes threw for 70% completion percentage, 16 touchdowns and one interception on blitzes. If you have to send additional pressure against this team, you have no chance of beating them. The teams that have done the best against Kansas City, teams like Los Angeles, last year in the Super Bowl, San Francisco, I would say the Raiders in the second half of the game, they forced three straight three and outs and an interception in the second half against Kansas City. You got to get pressure with your front four. One of your defensive linemen has to continuously win his matchup, and he has to get pressure that way. If that doesn't happen, you are not slowing down Kansas City, and they're going to move the ball at will against you.
That was Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports in Kansas City on with us earlier this week. Stat to share on pressure. Since week 10, when under pressure, Patrick Mahomes has completed only 47% of his passes, three touchdowns, two interceptions, and a 70 passer rating. Oh, by the way, they won all those games. 803-0550. We're going to get to Murph in a moment, so we'll also get some calls in, too. And we'll go with Dan in Lancaster. Welcome to M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Go ahead, Dan.
Morning, guys. And, Jeremy, great piece the other day. Really loved it.
Thank you.
Real quick, last segment you guys were talking about the letdown game. I thought Tennessee really wasn't a letdown. It was a letdown from the NFL. Kansas City was definitely a letdown the football field-wise. But I wanted to talk about this. It's very strange on the words that Andy Reid used on the concussion protocol. They're saying that they're trying to find it. They're trying to follow it, right? They let Patrick Mahomes practice in full, but he wasn't even out of concussion protocol. To me, it seems like they're not following it. They're going against what the league has in place. It's just very strange to me on how that's all playing out.
Well, as I understand it, you don't actually leave concussion protocol pretty much until you play.
Yeah.
Concussion protocol, it's a five-step thing, a five-step process, and you don't have to wait a day here or there. I thought Mike Shope made a good point yesterday saying that if you were ever going to cut corners on it, because it is – I mean, protocol makes it sound like it's a hard, fast set. This has to happen by Tuesday at 4 p.m., and this has to – and it's not that. It's more of a little bit of oversight that probably protects the league and protects the players to some degree. And maybe they cut corners. I mean, to be practicing on Wednesday and Thursday in the concussion protocol is standard procedure in the NFL.
Yeah, Bashaud Breeland's in the concussion protocol. He practiced on a limited basis this week, too. You are allowed to practice. There's the protocol does not say you can't practice. And you have to be in non-contact, though.
And specifically to quarterbacks, too, you know, you're not allowed to have there's a one stage of the process you're not supposed to have contact yet.
Right.
Well, how many quarterbacks have non-contact practices anyway?
They were in
anyway?
The non-contact jersey.
Right. That's you're right. not touching Patrick Mahomes on a Thursday no matter what.
Yeah.
So I wonder. I think it's worth asking if they are cutting corners. I wouldn't expect them to be cutting corners. I think he's probably fine. And, you know, the part of the mystery of it was, did he even have a concussion? Or was it that nerve thing that they claimed that it was? So the week has moved on, and I continue to expect him to play.
More calls coming up, 803-0550. The guy who will call the game right here on WGR on Sunday night is joining us right now. That would, of course, be John Murphy with us on our Wester Hotline and brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company. From Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Happy Football Friday to you, sir.
Good morning, Howard. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Feeling good, Murph. Feeling confident, Murph. So here, look, let me cut to the chase, right? Because when we look at this matchup, it's Patrick Mahomes. They've got a really explosive offense. And the good news is we're now confident enough the Bills can score with Kansas City's offense, right? The Bills have that offense too, don't they?
Yeah, don't you? I was thinking about this. Don't you think it's been an interesting season because maybe from about a third of the way through the regular season, there hasn't been a week going into it where I thought, oh, where Bills are really up against it here. I don't know if they can keep up with these guys. Virtually all season long, they've been ready to go, you know, and they know what they're doing. They know how to play with these guys. And, yes, I agree with you. You know, they get to this game, and you look back at that Week 6 game, and the Bills, you know, if they played a similar – if they had the similar results defensively, I think they're going to be okay, meaning they need to score more points. It was the offense that really wasn't fall against – Kansas City back in Week 6. The defense did okay, gave up too many yards on the ground, but I heard, you know, the Jordan Poyer soundbite. They can adjust a little bit, but it's the offense that needs to be more productive. I think if they get 28 points, which normally would seem like a lot, but this is a team that averages 31 points during the regular season, I think if they get 28 points, they're going to be okay in this game.
Yeah, I think, you know, Murph, with the offense too, and, you know, if you look at the specific matchup, let me get your thoughts on this, because I think if you had to rank the defenses they've faced so far, Kansas City would be behind the Ravens and the Colts.
Absolutely. Absolutely they would be, yeah. And it's a different style, too, especially Baltimore, a very physical, very big defense. That's not Kansas City. They're more of a, you know, a finesse-type defense, a little bit like the Buffalo Bills, I think, very quick. Some interesting playmakers, but not the sort of thumpers that the Baltimore Ravens put on the field. And so in that sense, it's kind of a better matchup for the Buffalo offense against this style of defense as opposed to what they faced last week.
Murph, one thing I'm curious about, I've been thinking about this week, and we won't have an answer until the game gets going. You know, most of the Bills roster has not played in a conference championship game, and the opposite would be true for Kansas City. But specifically with Josh, in a season where we've talked about his poise, his growth, his maturity, his sense of calm, I wonder, in the second highest stakes game there is on your schedule, how does he handle the pressure of that on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, all we have to do, I mean, all you really can do is look at his past performance chart, and that shows that he handles the pressure pretty well. He has answered the bell virtually, and, you know, he did okay in these two playoff games, and he did really well in the primetime games that he played this past season. So I kind of look for him to continue that trend, right? I don't think there's any reason to expect that he'll melt down with the pressure of an AFC championship game. He seems to, and that's part of the job, by the way, he can't do that, and he seems to handle that kind of pressure well.
Murph, where as you get your prep in and you watch Kansas City, where do you think are some matchup advantages for the Bills in this game?
I think the Buffalo passing game, as usual, they usually are a matchup for their opponents, a tough matchup. But look, I appreciate the Kansas City defense. We talked about how they're not as physical as some of the defenses the Bills have faced. And on the back end, they're just okay. I think Tyrann Mathieu is a great player, one of the best in the game. But those corners, Breeland, I know he's had injury issues, and Chardarius Ward on the other side, I don't know if they're anybody special there, and I don't know how they line up and cover the array of wide receiving talent the Bills put on the field. I think that's Buffalo's most advantageous matchup, to be honest with you, is the Bills wide receivers against Kansas City's defensive back.
You were referencing the Jordan Poyer comment, Murph. What about when the Bills are playing defense? We know what the philosophy was in that first game. It was very much so geared to not getting beat over the top. And Mahomes was talking about how, you know, everybody just kept dropping back on their defense, so we ran the ball on them. What could the Bills do differently? Should they do something differently? What would you expect from them in this rematch against Mahomes and company?
Yeah, I think, and the more I think about it, this is really a kind of a complicated formula that Leslie Frazier has to come up with, and Sean McDermott. I mean, they need to make sure that they can't get beat over the top. You know, we all know that, and that'll just turn the game around in a hurry. But they got to do better than give up 100 or 245, 250 yards on the ground, right? And I think that's what Poyer's comment is interesting, because he knows they can adjust things, and you know, it's basically about how many people in the box, right? You guys know it. It's having more people in the box than they did last time. They need to do that, and then they need to make sure they don't get beat over the top. And as I said, it's a complicated formula that defensive coordinators get paid to come up with, and I have confidence that Frazier and Sean McDermott will come up with that formula, but it's going to be interesting to see exactly how they play it.
Final thing, Murph, again with the defense, when you compare where they were in week 6, and I know some personnel, Milano didn't play that night, I think Harrison Phillips didn't play, Levi Wallace didn't play, but how is this defense now, the one that'll play Sunday night, different than the one the Chiefs would have seen in week 6?
Yeah, I mean, the people that you just mentioned, obviously, that's the obvious one. But the other thing is, when you think about the season of the Buffalo defense, you know, having no off-season workouts and a month of preseason without preseason games, they really got better as the season went along, and they weren't quite ready to play to their potential when the season just started, including, I guess, 6 weeks in when they faced Kansas City. Since then, it's been a dramatic improvement by the Buffalo defense. I mean, if you go back, I mean, the bye week is the natural demarcation point. But since then, you know, and now it's 8 games, including playoffs. Since then, they knocked 10 points off their points allowed per game. I mean, that's significant. That's huge. And that indicates how they've done it. They've adjusted things. They dial up a little more pressure, not a lot, but a little more pressure than they did before the bye week. And they're just playing better. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's accustomed to playing with each other. And they're a much better defense than they were back in week 6, I think.
Well, good luck. Enjoy. Have a great call. And we, either way, we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, Murph. Thank you. John Murphy on the Wester Hotline here on Football Friday. His segment brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world.
Would you and Brayton like to take a crack at some very quick instant trivia?
What do you think, Brayton?
I'm down.
You got your
right,
thinking cap on
there?
We've
got the smoking story of the week coming up, but first, some instant trivia. It's very, very quick, and it's also very easy. I think it's
Ooh,
easy.
I like easy trivia.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't like easy? So the last time the Bills went to Kansas City and won, it was 2017. Sean McDermott was the coach. 7 current Bills were on that roster in that game.
All right.
Who are the 7 Bills that won in Kansas City in 2017? A game, by the way, that was right after that Peterman Chargers mess that kind of got things back on track,
yeah.
Right? They won an ugly game in Kansas City and righted the ship to get to the postseason. The 7 Bills that were on that roster.
Schnoe.
Deion Dawkins is correct.
Reed Ferguson. Nice.
A nice
way
pull.
To go, long snapper.
Also correct.
Trey White.
Yep.
Matt Milano.
Correct.
Oh, no, Tremaine wasn't here yet.
Nope.
Who else am I missing? Isaiah McKenzie?
No.
Oh, Jerry Hughes.
Yeah,
jeez.
Jerry Hughes.
Correct,
Lord,
Jerry Hughes.
Come on, get a clue.
The
safeties were here.
Like
Hyde and Poyer were here.
And that's it. That's the list of 7 that were on that team.
Very good.
Boy, that was
fantastic.
They've got experience winning in Kansas City.
Way to go, Reed Ferguson. You know, I was going to look this up. I didn't take the time, and I don't know if it really matters. How many has somebody on this roster, Morse would have played in the conference championship, right?
Yeah. The first one.
I'm trying to think who else. Did Addison ever play in one? Is there anybody else who would
Addison
have played in one?
Addison probably would have played in one with the Panthers in 2015, if I'm correct.
So there might be multiple Carolina guys from the 2015 squad. Diggs?
Yes, he was in 2015.
No, right?
Diggs won that home game for Minnesota, and then they lost their next game, right?
But that was the they lost to Philly, right?
They lost to
Was that the next game?
Yes,
Philly?
That was
so that
Philly.
Was the conference title game, wasn't
it? Yep, it was.
All right, so Diggs has been in. I don't think Brown. Yeah, I was just curious. I should have taken the time to research and I didn't. I was wondering.
Ooh, here's a good one for you. Stat of the day. Do you know this is Chad Henne's fourth consecutive conference championship game?
I didn't realize that. No.
He was with the Jaguars.
He's a good
four in a row.
Wow.
Yep. This is his fourth.
So some team that wants to be in the conference championship game next season needs to go get Chad Henne.
Also from that Panthers team in 2015 that is on the Bills roster right now.
Cat Williams.
What was that?
Daryl Williams. Yeah, that's right. He'd be on that team.
Daryl
right?
Williams was on that team. Also on that team included A.J. Klein, Josh Norman, and Star Lotulelei.
Oh, useful. Yeah. All right, so they're good. They have a few guys that have actually been there, done this before. Okay, I feel better already. And they got plenty of coaching experience at the conference championship level, so we're not worried about that either. Ross Tucker coming up top of the hour. Hey, we got phone lines open. We want to hear from all of you. Let's talk Bills Chiefs. What's going to happen Sunday night? How's the game playing out? What are you feeling good about? What's your biggest concern about this game? Grab a line and join us, 803-0550, as we continue M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. And, of course, streaming live on the WGR Facebook page.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And we got a text about Taiwan Jones. Apparently we left him out. He would have been on the 17 squad when they played Kansas City.
And John Brown with the Cardinals, you say him? Guys that have played
that's two different things. Okay, John Brown was in a conference title game with Arizona.
Oh, Taiwan Jones was on
the 17 Bills roster, I think, last time they played.
All right. Too many confusing things.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What do you got?
You want to do something? I know you got to do pick of the week business, and we got smoking story.
I got pick of the week. I got smoking story of the week, and I've also got we're streaming live at our Facebook feed, courtesy of Southern Tier, so you can get a look at us, which is definitely what you want to do on a Friday. We've got Gabe in the comments who's roasting us. He asks, one, why we're all wearing hats, and two, is everyone on the screen bald, and three, it looks like no one showered today.
Okay, you ready?
I'll say, hey, two out of three for this guy over here. Yes, you are bald.
You want to see that? The glare will kill ya. You want to see that?
I'm balding.
Yeah, you don't got what I got, though. Yeah, you don't want to see that shiny thing for 2 hours on the... Anyway, go ahead.
I could show you.
You got a mop. I mean, he takes that hat off, and there's like flow all over the neighborhood. Look at that thing. I mean, it's got its own zip code,
envious,
for goodness sake.
Envious, I am.
The thing that happens to me a lot is when I wake up, I can like spike my hair straight on end
Lord.
And it just, I look like a rooster.
I never had a
true
head
on the not
like
showering.
That.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. Wow. All right, smoking story of the week. Here's your smoking story of the week. I'm going to leave my hair
smoking
up.
Story of the week.
Sorry. Just for Gabe.
Brought to you by Heron's Landing. Why would you want to pay more?
So here's smoking story of the week. I made this one up, but I'm crafting it. I'm building this narrative, or I'm whatever. For 2 years, the idea of comparing Josh Allen to Patrick Mahomes was very much a, guys, he doesn't have to live up to that guy. He doesn't have to live up to that trade. The bar's too high. He can still be really good. But why the constant comparisons to Patrick Mahomes with that trade? Now, Allen has earned those.
Right.
Right?
Like, he's that guy. He's got that stat line. He doesn't have the Super Bowl ring.
Yep, that's right. So you're in the AFC Championship game. You're a top three MVP candidate. You're playing against that guy. The thing that we used to say, you don't have to do that to him. He's earned it now. So now, come Sunday, They're going to be compared, and they should be,
yeah,
because he's played on that level. So that is your smoking story of the week, is that Josh Allen has actually earned the comparison to Patrick Mahomes, and this game Sunday is the most important for Allen's career, for the Bills franchise in 20, 30 years. You know, like, so there you go. There's your smoking story of the week.
He's earned it, and they've earned it. That's their offense is Kansas City. Yep. They now have an offense where the other team says, we can't give up the explosive plays. We can't let them beat us over the top. We've got a limit. We've got to keep them off the field, watch time of possession. All the stuff you'd say about Mahomes for the last 3 years, that's what you say about Kansas City. He doesn't have the playoff wins resume, of course, that Patrick Mahomes has at this point.
Yeah. Meanwhile, yesterday, the pick of the week, I told you what was going on the smoker. Man, if you want to get the comments going, if we got people comment on smoker recipes, Howard, they would take over the Facebook feed. Pick of the week, of course, we're going to do pulled chicken and pork belly burnt ends. That's the plan for Sunday for this tailgate.
There you are talking about food at 9 o'clock again.
I'll tweet out the two recipes I'm going to use maybe tomorrow. Anyway, Pick of the Week is brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. I forgot to tell you that yesterday. Their Pick of the Week is the 2010 Jeep Wrangler Sport. Marty Sr., Marty Jr. are Western New York experts in finding quality pre-owned vehicles from all over the country, and this Jeep Wrangler has tons of extras. It's a unique two-door sport, four-wheel drive, automatic, 3.8-liter, 12-valve V6 engine, red in color and in like-new condition. You can see all the pictures of this polished-up Jeep at RiverfrontAutoSales.com, and it goes for $16,995, an ideal time to buy a four-wheel drive Jeep, so call Riverfront for that. All right.
See if you can tame that mop a little bit in the break. If you don't
I'm telling you, I can.
I think it's jumping out of the
stand
screen.
Stand on end. Goodness, all
we're not
I want.
In 3D. This would be.
Remember that time you took a picture of me because I look like the Titans logo with.
That is man. That is.
I love the person that made serious. The photo edit too of the Titans. Your hair as the Titans logo.
Yeah, that was a good day.
I missed that.
All right, we'll get a break in. Hey, we got open lines. Let's go, everybody. We want to talk Bills Chiefs with you. You've been waiting all week to give us your thoughts on the game. Well, today's your last chance. 803-0550 to join us. So your calls are coming up in the next hour. Plus, Ross Tucker's coming up in the next hour. Radio.com NFL insider, former Buffalo Bill. He's actually making his way to the airport to go to Kansas City. He's got the game for Westwood One Radio on Sunday night. So we'll get his thoughts, your thoughts, share our thoughts. It's a lot of thinking. It's on the way on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.